Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning into the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your Franchising 101 host. This week, we have another one of our franchise partners with us. They're going to talk all about their brand. And this one is a unique product line and kind of service. And one, frankly, I would kind of like to be a customer of. So I'm going to see how I can weasel my way in for some free stuff along the way today. So before we get to this amazing franchise, just a quick reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that's the part we're kind of required to do because it's about us. But now let's get to the important people, which is our guest. And joining us today is the president of our featured franchise, which is called Soft Rock, Ms. Courtney Harmon. Courtney, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Me as well. Love your little background. And even though
you like the soft rock, this is what it's all about.
I do. And I'm already kind of envisioning that in my backyard, but we'll get to my selfish needs for this around my pool. I'll give you like a couple minutes before I dive into that, but we got a bunch of questions for you about soft rock. What the heck is it? And the business model and all those fun things. But first, like ultimately, this is a people business. So I like to get to know the folks we get to talk to. Tell us a little bit about you and how you even got into this crazy thing called franchising.
Absolutely. So I've been in franchising for about 17 years now. I actually got started very young at Curves International. So I started working in the legal department at about 18 years old and very quickly fell in love with franchising in general. So I was putting drawing lines on territory maps for franchisees and just watching all of the different departments within franchising at the headquarters for operations and training, and was just infatuated with it and just really wanted a way to get out of the legal side and more into what I was interested in. And I kept advocating for an opportunity, but it just never fell in my lap. So I was like, okay, I got to take this into my own hands. And one day we had a location in Cleveland, Ohio that came across my desk for a closure. And it was a beautiful location. And I thought, here's my chance. I'm gonna see if they'll just let me take this over, rehab it, and show them what I'm capable of doing and hopefully have a better opportunity at that time. And so I left my job and went to Cleveland, Ohio, and turned that club from about 80 members to 634 in 8 months, resold it, came back, and took over operations and training. So we designed a club development department around helping franchisees at that time who were struggling and really needed unique, different ways to scale their business with what was going on in the economy. And I loved it, just absolutely loved it. And so whenever Curves got bought out in 2018, I was asked to move to California, but I have two girls and my husband of nearly 20 years now, and California just wasn't in the cards. So we have opened a couple of our own independent businesses, and I was asked about in 2019 by Gary Finley, the CEO, the previous CEO of Curves, who was now the CEO of Restoration One, to come and do just some work on the side for him, some contract work. And I said, sure, you know, I'll give it a go, and started working with him a little bit and saw another brand that I was incredibly interested in. And I promised myself that I would never be a franchisee again. But I broke that promise very quickly whenever I came across the Driveway Company, which is concrete maintenance and repair. And it was kind of through the Driveway Company that SoftRock became its own brand and another franchise opportunity for us. So that's a little bit about me and how I got to where I am today.
Awesome. I love it. So basically, I love how you're like trying to prove yourself within an organization, and you did the ultimate mic drop. You just took over something and built it to like probably almost record levels of members. And it's like, all right, fools, now like take notice and keep going from there.
I'm a huge advocate for leading by example and, you know, leading teams and employees. It's like, I would never ask them to do anything that I wouldn't be willing to do myself. And that's one of the most beautiful things about SoftRock is I'm never going to be at the mercy of an employee to do a job, because I can literally do everything on site with my own two hands. But leading by example and being willing to get out there and do the hard work is something I admire about people.
Yeah. And I think one of the things with franchising just in general is, we'll use the letters FSO, which does have other meanings in franchising, but as a franchise owner, it's figure stuff out.
Yep.
I may use a different S word depending on who we're talking to, but you gotta be able to figure stuff out.
That's right.
Got the whole proven plan, but there's like, and not everybody, I think that's one of the things that's like, you know, it's like the old, you know, oh, the buck stops here. Well, you got to be comfortable when the buck stops there and you're not sure what to do with it, or you've got this choice or that choice, and figuring that out. It's not running it up the corporate food chain. It's on you at that point. So
yep, absolutely.
Very cool. So what the heck is SoftRock? So talk to us from, we can kind of see it for anybody that's like visually watching this instead of just listening. Kind of see a little bit in the background, but talk to us like we're consumers. Who might those consumers be, and what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so today our average customer at SoftRock is a homeowner who has a pool in their backyard. That's kind of where all of this starts. So SoftRock is a product. Yes, Jim, you can attest to that. It's a product that most people will refer to as what they see in playgrounds, right? It's like rubber mulching, or I've seen this in playgrounds or athletic tracks and things like that. And so the product and service has been very prevalent in the commercial space for schools and colleges and areas like that for many years, but it's never really been in a position or been positioned to tap into the residential market. And I'm very passionate about this product because the features offer homeowners safety as the number one benefit. So it's a rubber and resin that when combined together is hand troweled over any existing substrate. So whether that is concrete or asphalt or brick pavers or wood deck, 99% of any substrate that's currently out there, this product can literally go right over the top. The other nice thing about it too is it can be applied at different depths. So it can be used to level out areas where you may have trip or safety hazards. So that's a really nice feature about it as well. And it doesn't crack. So one of my favorite quotes is concrete cracks like ice cream melts, right? So what most homeowners don't understand is that there are options out there that allow an overlay to be put on top of an existing substrate that won't crack like other cementitious overlays that you're used to, or other epoxy overlays that you're used to.
Gotcha. Cool. So, and again, not that I'm trying to become a customer here or anything, but
I'm totally good with that.
So, well, yeah, you until you mapped out where my house is and you'll rethink that. But how does it do? Because I like my house here with the pool is in Arizona. It gets a little warm here in the summertime. And the concrete tends to, you know, burn my delicate little tootsies.
Burn your feet.
Yeah. Yes. So what about SoftRock?
Yeah. So with Soft Frog, it is cool to the touch. So on average, it's going to be about 20 degrees cooler than the outside temperature or the existing temperature of the substrate beneath it. So it's cool to the touch. And again, it's porous. So if it does rain, for example, that water is either going to penetrate through or evaporate before it has time to create slip hazards or anything like that. So it's not going to accumulate ice on top of the surface. And again, if you have like an aggregate pool deck or washed aggregate where you have like pebble rocks in the concrete and the kids are running around and they get blisters on their feet because it's rough and it's not smooth, this can go right over the top of it and it's super comfortable. Actually, some of our favorite customers are pets. Any dog who has Soft Rock in the backyard has found his new favorite place to chill. So pets love it. Kids love it. Everybody loves Soft Rock.
Cool. Love it. So let's talk a little bit about the business model. And, you know, kind of right off the bat, we've got the owner. Are they the doer all day long? We build in a staff. Kind of walk us through what that looks like.
Sure. So there's a couple different models depending on who the owner is and what their greatest skill set is. So let's say the owner is really good at marketing and they want to just run the business. Ideally, you'd have a general manager and two crew members. So with an installation, you'd like to have three people on the job. We have a mixer, we have a screeder, and we have a closer. So three people can do a job. And whatever role the owner wants to play day to day, we help them fill in the gaps for who they need to bring on in their team so that they can make sure and hit all of the important elements from servicing the customers to making the sales to marketing their business and then the overall management piece.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. So we know we're going to have a little bit of a stuff. So it's definitely not a one person show, right? But the owners may, correct, if they choose, if they want to get out there and do the work, they can do that.
We definitely do have owners that are the ones out there doing the hard work, but it's important that they have a plan in place, whether that's a person or a vendor or somebody who they can have help them with their marketing strategy and hit all of the important elements of a successful business operation.
Yeah. And I think for anybody listening, it's like, I don't want to do the work. You definitely don't have to. Right. And if you want to, yes, just know you've got like, you can't do both. Right. Like in for long periods of time, you can't be the face of the business.
It's not sustainable.
Right. Doing the marketing, yeah, the sales calls. And oh, by the way, I'm out there 8 hours a day working on the job. Yes. Right. So, are we able to start from a home office? Do we need an office, a storage facility? What's that typically look like?
So to start, we do not recommend brick and mortar. So you typically need a van and or a box truck or trailer, and your crew is going to be out driving from job to job. Estimates are done on site. So the majority of our franchisees start off just doing a mobile business operation. We do have a model in which if you want to carry your own inventory in a warehouse space, typically around 1,200 square feet with a small little showroom works really, really well. Because it is such a unique and new product that homeowners aren't familiar with, there's a lot of education that goes into the sales process and having a good space for them to be able to come and see the different color options and to meet with you can be very advantageous, but it is certainly not required.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about kind of that residential, the homeowner with the pool. Is it only residential, or are we like, again, kind of the scene behind you is kind of a little park type of thing? I think that's where we've probably seen something like this.
This is actually a church. Yeah, this is.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. It's a great question. So the nice thing about SoftRock, again, is it's a very simple installation process that pretty much anybody can learn to master. It is labor intensive, so you are on your hands and knees if you are the troweler. So what we like to do is start off in a residential space until you have your crew on board and they are trained, and you've done about 25 successful installations or about 6 months of residential work. At that point, we do want you to start aggressively going after commercial work that may be available in your territory. But again, that's completely up to you. If you want to just strictly focus on residential, there's plenty of opportunities between your pool decks and your patios and your porches and your garages that you could stay in that space. But the commercial opportunity is very lucrative and very real. One of the things that we do see very often straight out of the gate is when a new SoftRock opens up, most commercial contractors have a much greater understanding of this product and the benefits that it offers. So they'll come straight to you and say, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? And as a new owner, you're like, this is revenue that can be coming in. This is a sale I can make right now. But reality is you're not quite prepared to do that. And you could cause more harm than good by going directly into that. So we coach you through that. You know, we're going to say, hey, let us help you see if this is something you can realistically do in the next 6 months. And if so, we'll help you with the sales process, see if we can collect a deposit and schedule it for 6 months out to where we have time for you to get prepared to install that.
Yeah, gotcha. So you definitely don't want to mess up the ginormous job right off the, you don't want to mess up a job anyway, right? But that is hard to do, is to make sure you kind of start slow and get that good foundation, get confidence in your crew and everything. And then, but to have that potential to grow into those jobs is fantastic. So
the picture behind me here, it's a church playground, and it's kind of an interesting, fun story. So when we first opened the SoftRock franchise in Waco, this was a customer who came to us in month one, and they said, can you come and give us an estimate? And we said, yeah, of course, we're going to come out there and do it. So we spent a little bit too much time trying to sell this early on, but they needed to raise the funds. So they actually spent the next 11 months raising funds through their congregation to pay for this install. It was about between 7,000, 8,000 square feet. Everything behind me, including from the door where the kids run out all the way to the back gate, is 100% rubber now. So it's completely safe for them. And it was about $120,000 job. So a year it took for them to raise that money. But they were super happy with it. And by that time, we were more than prepared to be able to install this successfully.
Gotcha. So that worked out nicely. And again, just it kind of shows the scope and the scalability of this. Not that you're going to do jobs that size every single day, but it doesn't take very many of those to really like be a nice cherry on top to a great residential business, right? So
100%.
Talk a little bit about the franchisor support. Because it's not like, okay, here you're a new owner, good luck, let us know how it goes. Talk about, like, and I know there's a lot, but give us kind of the bullet points of some of the areas where you're really going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. So as soon as a candidate decides that SoftRock is right for them, we're going to assign them to an onboarding specialist who is going to take about 6 to 8 weeks to get everything. They're going to partner with them side by side to get everything set up, from your insurance to your bank account to ordering your van and equipment. And during that time, you're going to start your initial training, which is about 25 hours of online classroom style training. And then once that's complete, you'll be approved to go to hands-on training. And so the hands-on training can take place at your choice, where you're going to be opening your business, or you can come to us for training in Waco, Texas. So it's about a 4-day hands-on training. And then after you do that and you're open, we have our operations support team. So you have a field consultant, Dylan Finch, who is absolutely phenomenal, who's going to be your first front line of support. And then Cole Morris, who is my partner in crime, but our operations manager, who's just phenomenal at making sure that franchisees have access to anything that they need, from forms to documents to the marketing materials, anything, accessing their operating system if they have questions on building invoicing and bidding. All of those things are included in the support realm that we have here at corporate. So we are definitely not perfect. I will never tell you that we are perfect, but we strive for excellence in supporting our franchisees.
And anybody that tells you they're perfect, let me just help you, they're lying. Without question.
If I ever get perfect, then I have nothing to look forward to.
Yes. And then again, you're lying. So we'll help you with that. Right. So cool. You've got all of those things. What's maybe missing that we haven't talked about regarding SoftRock that you would really want people to be aware of?
So I think about the kind of person that we want to have in the network, like who we're looking for when it comes to SoftRock. So again, I can't reiterate enough that education is a key component to being successful in this business, being willing to think outside of the box and to be patient with a homeowner who may just think rubber, you know, initially, maybe my first thought is rubber's cheap. Why is this a premium price product? Somebody who's willing to be patient and educate their network, educate their community, get involved in B&I groups and networking with real estate agents and pool contractors and landscapers, and being willing to get out there. Somebody with a good personality and customer skills is super important for us. And the franchisees that we have, I'm very blessed that they're all willing to help each other. There is so much work out there to be done in this industry, and we have no national competition, especially in the residential space right now. So it's important that we partner together and that we're willing to help each other, because at the end of the day, one band, one sound, we all win.
Right. No, and I think your comment about the education is key, right? Because, and this is some of the nuances that as we take our clients through, like compare and contrast things people would never really even think of, is, well, you could have a home service, like, and again, just like, Well, painting. We all understand painting. My house looks like crap. I need it painted. I'm trying to sell it, whatever. I need somebody to come paint it. Great. We get that.
Yeah.
This, not so much, right? And so, well, what's the...
Absolutely.
Even like on your website, there's something like rubber granules, polyurethane binders. I don't know what the heck that is, right? And right. So for an owner to that has the passion and I think the patience, right, to be able to sit down with me, the homeowner, and go, look here, you dumb bald guy. This is what this means. This is how it helps. Versus, yeah, we're going to paint your house. This is the paint we're going to use. Right. This is the color. Ready, set, go. That's a really good distinction to think about as somebody thinking of what's important to them. Do they have that in them or not? And if so, this is awesome.
Yes, 100%. I think for SoftRock, one of the craziest things that we hear all the time is the surprise from the customer. It really does check all the boxes, almost to a point where it's too good to be true. Like, can it really check all the boxes that bring me anxiety or bring me stress or bring me concern about my pool in my backyard every day? I want to rubber the world, and I want moms to feel comfortable about having a pool party for their kid in their backyard without being worried that somebody might get hurt because they're running and slipping and falling. Right. It's that sometimes too good to be true, but it really is.
Well, and you said that, and it's like every kid ever has had a parent yell at them by the pool. No running by the pool, right? You're going to, you know, whatever it might be. And not that you're going to want to encourage it, but it's not going to hurt. Like if my 9-year-old falls running on the pool deck and it's concrete, like that's not going to go well, right? He's going to start bleeding. Then I'm going to pass out. Then we've got bigger issues, right? It's going to be bad, right?
Yes.
And then I just like was when I first, when you guys kind of first came in as a partnership, and then you and I know somebody that talked to me about this like ahead of time. And it was kind of that too good to be true thing, because again, like we've got a pool, we're in Arizona, there's concrete, it's freaking hot. Right. Mm-hmm. And you were really going from the shade of the covered part to the pool. as fast as humanly possible, right? And, you know, I mean, I guess that's
without running and slipping and falling.
Without running and slipping and falling. So again, from that residential standpoint, and then again, I love what you're talking about, like with the what's behind you with that church is the service brands like this, where you know you get the you're gonna have all the things from marketing, get the inbound leads, get those partnerships in the community, but then to also be able to tap into those bigger jobs. Again, that's a six-figure job. You've got in your background. That's not super common, right? And
right.
So,
right.
And then the other thing is you guys have a great infrastructure and a lot of support, but still fairly new. So we've got opportunities for people to come in, get prime territory, multiple territories, yes. And really grow like crazy, right?
100%. I couldn't have said it better myself.
So, cool. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
To talk
a little bit about Soft Rock. And what we didn't cover is you have kind of a sister brand, the Driveway Company.
Yes.
So can we at some point get you back to talk about your sister, the Driveway Company? Is that fair?
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Thank you. Yes.
I figured you might be open to that. So someone in franchising willing to talk about their brand is not exactly like, you know, film at 11 newsworthy, but we'd love to have you come back and do that. So thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. And as always, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, thanks for joining us. And we hope this continues to provide insight into some of the amazing possibilities that are out there. And oftentimes, things that you would have never thought of that can be just as amazing opportunities. Please reach out to us. You're interested in franchise ownership. You found us. You're listening to us. Connect with us, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Set up that first call. Our team will take you through the whole process to help find your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for joining us, and we hope to talk with you soon. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.